Good morning. It's 6 o'clock. You're listening to WHCB, Bristol Kingsport, Johnson City. WHCB 91.5, The Blessing. This is prayer time. We're on the air every morning, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. And we say good morning to you. This reminder, WHCB is listener supported. We depend upon the Lord working through people such as yourself for the support of WHCB. You can give online securely at whcbradio.org. So thank you for joining us, and let's talk from Proverbs 22, verse 2. Proverbs 22, 2, the rich and the poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. The rich and poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. There will always be various levels of society in material possessions, talents, abilities, faith, morals, charity, all of those things and more. Regardless, the position in life and the conditions of life, man must take care to remain meek and humble within his spirit and soul. Every person is created by God and has a purpose for being on this earth. Every person is of equal value to our Creator. All men are created with the ability to seek out and find truth and then to obey the truth. All humankind is equally responsible and accountable to God. The rich and poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. When men stand before Almighty God to give their account, their wealth or lack thereof will not hinder or help in their judgment. Their condition and position in life will not excuse them or condemn them before Almighty God. God will judge all people equally, measuring their rewards by the intent and attitude of their heart, as well as their thoughts, their words, and their actions. Isn't that something that calls into account your very being? Think about it for just a moment. When you think of the judgment of God, we will stand individually before an almighty God. We will either stand in judgment or stand for rewards. If we're at the Bema, the judgment seat of Christ, we're there for rewards which are ours through the merits of Christ. It's through his righteousness that we will be there. We will have been judged righteous before we even get to the Bema seat, to the judgment seat of Christ. We will have already been judged righteous because of our faith in Jesus Christ, because of our atonement, having been made at one with Christ through his sacrifice on the cross and our faith in that very sacrifice. However, there will be those who will not be standing at the Bema or the judgment seat of Christ. They'll be standing at the great white throne judgment where Almighty God will be judging them according to whether or not they are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And so, even though all have a purpose and all are of equal value and all are created with the ability to seek out and find truth and then obey that truth, then we remember that all are equally responsible and accountable to God. Either our sins have been forgiven or they will be judged. They've been judged in Christ or they'll be judged by God in glory, and you yourself will stand before the righteous judge of all. It's important for God to help us to understand the great truth that God does not play favorites at any level of society. Whether rich or poor, all men must approach God in the same way. God created every person, and God must redeem every person for them to live in heaven for eternity. It's only by grace through faith that you're saved, and that grace is from God, and that faith is in God. It is in no other way. God redeems us, or we're not redeemed at all. God redeems the unredeemable. God is our creator, but he's also our redeemer. And that is of utmost importance for us. Proverbs 22:2, the rich and poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. My friend, it's time for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. We thank you for the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the celebration of the resurrection that we've just enjoyed. We thank you for loving us with a love that's everlasting and a love that never fails. We thank you for a home in heaven provided for us, where even Christ himself said that he was going away to prepare a place for us, that in his Father's house were many mansions. And if it weren't the truth, he wouldn't have told us that. He would have told us what the truth was, but it is the truth. And Jesus Christ is preparing our home in heaven. Thank you, Father, for that truth. Thank you for a love that never fails. Thank you for a Savior that is never absent. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that always guides us into perfect truth. Father, we thank you that you've seen fit to save us, and we thank you that you've seen fit to bless us with your Holy Spirit's power and presence, and we thank you that you have called us, each one, into your service. And we thank you for the times of fatness and the times of leanness. Lord, we thank you for your provision that allows us to continue on this journey on this planet, that we can continue to do the work that you've called us to do, that you give us provision of health and wisdom and knowledge and ability and strength, that we might be able to do what you've called us to do. We thank you for that. We thank you for this radio station, and we thank you for the word that goes forth, and we thank you for the many, many tens of thousands that are reached with the gospel of Jesus Christ on a daily basis. Thank you, Father. Thank you for giving us this instrument of your peace to present the truth of your salvation to the world at large. Now, Father, we ask for your provision. We thank you for it, and we ask you for it, your provision for us here at WHCB, that we could pay the bills and do the work that you've called us to do, that we might be faithful in being what you would have us to be in all things. And Father, we ask that you would work in the lives and the hearts of those who will listen to WHCB, and that you will bring them ever closer to you. And those, Father, that don't know Jesus Christ, that they would come to faith in Christ. And those that are being encouraged in Christ, that know him, that are living for him, that they would be ever drawn closer to you and to your love. Now, Father, we do thank you for all that you do for us and the use that you make of us. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.